Han sat in his new quarters, holding the model of the Millennium Falcon in his lap, running his thumbs over its silky surface, peering into the dark holes of the cockpit canopy, hefting its substantial weight in his hands. Sure, the workmanship was good, and there was something hypnotic about rubbing your fingers over the spin glass. But he could not imagine where the squibs were going to sell a billion of these things. Someone was definitely being played here. But was the colony playing the squibs, or the squibs playing the colony, or both of them playing someone else? Luke entered from his quarters, his eyes closed and his hands pressed to the iridescent spin glass, using the force to search for a stress point in the exterior wall of their two-room prison. He did the same thing every hour or so, stopping in a different place and having R2-D2 use his utility arm to scratch a small X in the hard surface. A few minutes later, they always heard a crew of Killik scurrying over the same spot, reinforcing the outside of the wall with more spin glass. The barrier had to be close to a meter thick in places, but Han did not suggest that the X's were a waste of time. If Luke wanted to mess with Saris's mind, that was his business. They both knew that Luke could break them out of their prison anytime he wanted, and Han suspected that Raynar knew it too. Escape would be the easy part, but it would do them no good until they thought of a way to find the dark nest. And so Han and Luke were being patient and thinking hard and doing their best to look very bored. Without opening his eyes, Luke said, "She's all right, Han." "I know she is." Han put his ear close to the model and shook it, but heard nothing. "I still worry about her. It's not easy for her to be away from me this long." Han spun around on his stool. "Did you just use a Jedi mind-reading trick on me?" Luke stopped and looked puzzled. "We can't really do that, Han," he said. "Well, most of us can't." Without having to ask, Han knew that Luke had been thinking of Jason when he added that last bit. "I was afraid of that." "Afraid of..." Luke stopped, then shook his head. "I don't think we're reading each other's minds, Han. We haven't been here long enough to become joiners." "Yeah? Then how come I know what you want for lunch today?"
"I don't see how Master Skywalker can be hungry already,"
C-3PO said from his place in the corner.
"He just had breakfast."
"3PO's right," Luke said. "It's too early to think about a Nerf burger and Hubba crisps," Han interrupted. "With a Lurol smoothie to wash it down." Luke furrowed his brow. "You're right, that does sound good. But I wasn't thinking about it until you... Or was I?" "It wasn't me," Han growled. "I hate Hubba crisps." Luke's face fell. "Raynar is trying to make joiners of us." "You think so?" Luke was so upset that he failed to notice the sarcasm in Han's voice. "The Dark Nest must think the colony will be able to dominate me and take control of the Jedi Order." Luke went back to searching for stress points. "They've been just playing for time, Han. We've got to get out of here." Han flipped the model over. "And do what?" "You know what," Luke said. "Find the Dark Nest." Han remained on his stool. "How exactly? The bugs know every move we make. The second we step outside our quarters, Saris is going to come running with about 1,000 Killik, and we don't have any weapons. We're better off just waiting until Leia and Mara get back." Luke frowned. "Are you feeling all right, Han?" "Fine," Han said. Actually, he was feeling great, now that he knew how they were going to find the Dark Nest. But he could not tell that to Luke. The walls had ears. Well, something did. "Just in no mood to hear any ronto-brained escape plans."